Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Don't just sit there. Grow something.
Grow something.
Grow something. You know, some of you are going to go, well, I already am growing something. I'm growing kids. Growing kids.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just like we talk about raising crops and growing food without harmful toxic poison, if you want to grow your kids, why don't you think of it in the same way? Do you grow them artificially, synthetic, pharmaceutically? Pharmaceutically, you grow your kids in hospitals, right? I was a hospital kid. I was raised by pharmaceutical doctors and druggists. The question is that the way you want to raise your kids? I know you don't. But there are more stories than ever coming out of parents who are waking up to this nightmare where they've entrusted the allopathic medical paradigm and the people in it to raise their children and keep them safe from harm and keep them safe from disease, when quite the opposite is occurring. By entrusting your children into this allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscientific medical monopoly, you are bringing great harm to your children. And so growing them pharmaceutically like I was grown has gotten much worse since the time I was raised that way, because they've added to the drug mix, they've added to the vaccine mix, and stirred it up and shook it up and did all these things. And, you know, more and more kids than ever, diabetes, more and more kids than ever, cancer. Right. And these issues now getting more serious, more intense. I'm sorry, right out of the gate, Super Don, there's no good morning from me.
What show is this?
No good day. I don't think I've yelled yet. It's going to be intense today, I have a feeling. Everybody, put on your seat belts.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Super Don. I'm sorry. Here we go. I see these two stories. One is on the Today Show's website. Today Moms, mom who took child with cancer from hospital speaks out. And the other one, of course, on Natural News, mother goes to court after fleeing with 7-year-old son to avoid forced cancer treatment. Of course, we've got the Jay Matthews situation, which is bubbling up. Remember the pharmacist we talked to, his daughter?
Right.
Was being treated, and he was just at a loss because he was on the inside. I think they wanted to make an example out of him, because they really went after him and his daughter. And from what I hear, she's not doing well. And Ty Bollinger and I were, you know, promoting this. I was over a month ago, and then we were told, please take down all the promotions of what's going on here by the dad, because he was being threatened so heavily by the pharmaceutical, the doctors, the courts that are in bed with it. And it was just so disgusting, and I felt for the guy, absolutely. I warned him. I said, listen, they're going to come after you with everything, and you've got nothing except the reality that as a pharmacist, you're more legitimate in their eyes, so they're going to come after you even harder. I mean, it's one thing to go after a parent to say, okay, they're just a parent, and they have concern, but they're not trained in this stuff.
Right, right. They don't know any better.
But if you're a doctor or pharmacist and you're doing this, they have to destroy you. They have to utterly destroy you, lest, you know, word gets out, oh my gosh, a medical professional is showing up and saying what we're doing on the doctor side and oncology side is wrong.
Right.
And this is the struggle. And I go back to the whole idea of marriage licenses, birth certificates, all of this stuff. So you never get involved with these dangerous medical mafia minions.
Yeah.
So what is this 37-year-old Sally Roberts in New Zealand?
Yeah.
They were telling now a kid's name is Neon. I'll leave that alone for now, because that's not the point of the story.
It's kind of a cool name, I think. Neon.
It is, but it's only more appropriate undergoing radiation therapy. I mean, you want to talk about
going to the dark? Okay, I gotcha.
Really sick jokes, and I don't want to go there.
Right, okay.
But they had successfully removed a tumor in the young boy's brain, and then they wanted to follow up and do evidently a lot of radiation therapy. And you know, the reality is, you learn about this, it's like you're going to fry this kid's whole brain. Is this right. Worth it?
Right.
Is this what we want to do? And so you no longer have, as a parent, the ability to make a fully informed decision, even if it is in disagreement with a medical monopoly that seems to control. I mean, the government controls, because it is controlled by the corporate medical corporatocracy. And I know that's nothing that we don't know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and if you've been listening for a long time, but as the parent in me looks at these stories and goes, my gosh, I don't want one more child to fall prey to this. I really want you moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas out there to point these stories out to others and say, hey, listen, this could happen to you unless you take steps to prevent it right now. And case in point, the idea of growing your own food, growing it organically, it's like grow your children organically. If you're thinking of having children, regrow your own body organically. Clean it up. And if you can't quote unquote afford organics, then clean up everything you can and start planting your own food where you can control for the soil and do these things. So what is this other story off of Today I was wanting to get to? This is a mom who took child out of the hospital with cancer and went to Mexico. Is that right?
Yeah, well, the girl, 11-year-old girl, I believe, was being treated for leukemia. And while she was in the hospital, and she was being treated by the hospital, she got a bacterial infection in her arm, and they had to amputate her arm.
Good Lord, you're in there for just a devastating scenario.
Yeah.
And yet they call this woman irresponsible for taking the child out.
The mom, you know, I guess after the girl had her arm cut off, was not happy with the treatment that was being given there, so she took her child out of the hospital and took her to Mexico. And apparently, from what the mom is saying, the child is in Mexico being treated by Mexican doctors, is doing better, is recovering, and is very happy. So, of course, as you know, like this previous story you were talking about, the mom and dad are looking at being charged with endangering a child and child abuse,
right,
if they were to come back to the United States.
Amazing. Police still investigating to see if Emily's parents could face charges of child endangerment and abuse.
Right.
Well, what the hell was the medical profession doing? They go in there for treatment. The kid comes out, loses an arm because of an infection she got in the hospital. Where is the police investigation there of child endangerment and abuse?
And in that situation, the mom got lucky and the dad got lucky. You know, they had the ability to be able to do what they felt was best for their child. Now, in this situation where in New Zealand with the little girl, she wasn't so lucky. She was stuck in the system. She initially wanted to not have her child's brain radiated.
Yeah.
Because she understood what radiation would and could do. And unfortunately, she got hammered. And in the end, she's basically saying that she's probably going to have to go ahead and let them do it because the quote is, "I don't think I will have a choice in the matter."
Well, listen, if you have the ability to reach out to this woman in New Zealand, get her some EMF detox for the radiation, increase selenium levels, preferably from food-grown supplement sources. I want to see some other things occurring here, some, you know, if I call it radical detoxification, but seriously, these kids with cancer are coming into this world already toxic. And so we simply must cleanse, and of course, utilizing the energetic forms of healing, homeopathy, as well as right frequency. These are the things that will be the genuine way to get these kids well, but don't wait for the cancer. Recognize that if you have a child born in 21st century global earth, wherever, by definition, there's some level of toxicity, and by definition, we need to do the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to get them well. So we're going to do that. A lot more healing. We got to talk about a globalist perspective that's pretty nasty. The UN Codex Alimentarius rears its ugly head. We've got the Alliance for Natural Health, Daryl Rogers, coming to give us an update. Also, Kevin from Organic Racing to follow up on our discussion Sunday about this NIC report. Is America going to crash in 30 years? We'll let you know after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Cornerstone of the Robert Scott Bell Show is what? Health freedom. It drives us here, of course. And it drives the folks up at the Alliance for Natural Health as well, whether it be in America or in Europe. They're a great group of people, and we try to keep them in our, let's say, communique back and forth. We let you know. I often publish or let loose on the ANH updates as well here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And recently there has been some activity over there in Europe with the United Nations Codex Alimentarius. Now, you all know probably how I feel about UN Codex Alimentarius. We may or may not get into that, but I do want to know what happened there. Gretchen DeBow was there, and the spokesperson for the ANH USA is Daryl Rogers. I'm thinking of many names in my head. My apologies. But Daryl is back with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I appreciate you being on board, Daryl.
Thanks a lot for having me.
You got it. Good to be with you. Unfortunately, what we got to talk about is never nice because, you know, I am open in my disgust for the entire UN complex. I feel it's a corrupt organization, but I realize that these treaties that all these countries that are part of it have do mean that there is impact, whether I want it or not, on what we're doing here in the United States.
And it's funny, when we first started doing our research before sending Gretchen over to the Codex meeting, this is the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Usage, in Germany, I took a good look at the observer status. Codex allows observers to participate in the proceedings. And there are some 200 organizations that have observer status. And when I went through the list with a fine-tooth comb, I realized that probably less than five of them, you could say, are an actual consumer group or folks looking out for either consumer health or consumer rights or consumer liberties. Yeah. And 195 of them were trade associations, dairy, meat, cattle, pharmaceutical. So just taking a look at who attends these meetings, you already realize that the cards are kind of stacked not in your favor, but nonetheless, I think Gretchen did a fantastic job of not only speaking our wants, needs, mm-hmm. and rights to others, but also providing everyone who reads our newsletter a little bit more education and information about what Codex really is and what they do and how, if any, impact that it has here in the United States.
Daryl, it's not an exaggeration, is it, to say that the, let's say, Codex, as you've just described in terms of percentages of people in one direction or another, seems to be a little bit more in favor of limiting freedom of speech and maybe a promotion of a pharmaceuticalization, if you will, standard?
It promotes trade. Really, the goal of Codex is to take down individual country trade barriers, to make the movement of food, supplements, ingredients, products easier. And when you do things like that, you have to dumb down the rules. And so, yeah, this is a perfect example. When the European Union said they do not want to import U.S. beef that has been shot full of hormones and antibiotics, the World Trade Organization said, well, you can't do that, European Union, because you don't have the proper scientific evidence to show that shooting cattle and beef full of pharmaceutical products and hormones is bad. And the WTO referred back to Codex scientific standards to decide that. So while what Codex does do, they're not treaties, they're recommendations. But when, unfortunately, the big bodies that the United States does belong to, like the World Trade Association, refer back to those Codex Commission rulings and recommendations on what is scientific evidence. And they use that often against individual countries that want to put up barriers and say, we don't want GMO products, we want GMO labeling.
Daryl, if I may, you had mentioned about there's no evidence, for instance, that showed that steroids and hormones in meat are harmful. But where is the standard of evidence that shows it's not? I mean, shouldn't it be, let's say, leaning a little heavier towards the safety side rather than the proof that it harms?
Well, that's unfortunately the way a lot of these large international bodies. I point to the 200 plus organizations that are observer status, and they're at every single one of these committee meetings. Now, keep in mind, there are something like 12 different commissions inside of Codex. They meet regularly all over the world. Getting to these events is incredibly expensive. They go on for quite a long time. So it's difficult for organizations like the Alliance for Natural Health and others that are looking out for consumers, that are looking out for individual, say, country interests that don't want to import these things, to participate at the level that some of the biotech companies, pharmaceutical companies, big food companies, big ingredient companies can do so. So, you know, you're either at the table or you're on the menu, and we have to, you know, continue to be at the table.
It's darn it, man. You can hear my frustration on that. But I do appreciate Gretchen going all the way over to observe this and report on it. And by the way, there's an article linked up through the ANH website. We have it on the show notes today at robertscadbell.com. Codex Committee, you can't tell people that food prevents disease. I mean, that right there should be an affront to everybody in America that cares about the freedom of speech. But we also know that even within our so-called own shores, the FDA has also kind of a standard similar to that, even though we have some level of protection with the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. But in many ways, really, how many times does Jonathan Emord have to sue and beat the FDA to say, damn it, we have scientific evidence that selenium prevents and reverses cancer?
They are cut from the same cloth. Deshaies was a law that I think got through and has provided us a level of freedom that the rest of the world simply does not have. But there are always pieces of it attempted to be taken out of our freedom of information, freedom of speech, and freedom to communicate what is actually factual and scientific evidence. The courtrooms are littered with FDA aggression, FDA oversteps, and FDA anti-constitutional and unconstitutional acts.
Yeah.
And, you know, those same people that are at FDA that wish that nobody could say anything about any food or nutritional product are the same folks that often attend these Codex meetings and meet on these large international bodies and commissions with the EU. And they're going to all the dinners, they're going to all the events, and they have nearly unlimited budgets and unlimited abilities to share their views on how to limit freedom of speech, freedom of access to natural and healthy products. Because let's be honest, half of the FDA budget comes from the pharmaceutical industry through user fees. So when it comes down to it, you know, who they are out to protect, it's access to markets, it's access to new patients, and they are there to protect, you know, the hand that feeds them. So we have to remain eternally vigilant to make sure that the freedoms that we do have continue, that we support the companies and products, the natural health food companies and products that are out there doing the good work, and vote with our pocketbooks. Take action and spread the good word.
Daryl, I mean, it's enough that we got to deal with our own FDA here in these United States, as well as the Waxmans and the Durbins of the world who've never seemingly met a supplement that they didn't feel was about to kill everybody. But, you know, this idea that an international body could have such impact on domestic regulations, which in my mind are bad enough. You know, I've had Jonathan Nemord on many years, and of course I've been up to see you guys at the ANH with the annual meeting there. And as I said, I really appreciate all the works that you do. I am seeing right now, rather than this push from the people to go more global, that there's a movement on, and this is not just since the latest election here in the U.S., but there has been evidence that there's a resurgence on the state and local level, that there's an identification of something called the 10th Amendment. And I may have even brought it up when we were together at the ANH a while back. Have you seen some movement of states looking to say, let's take it out of the not only the international realm, but even the national realm, bring it back down to the states and say, hey, certain of these things have not been, let's say, enumerated powers on the federal level?
It's a big topic. I mean, what we're really seeing, this might be a little bit off topic, but what we're really seeing is a number of localities and states, because they're facing such huge budgetary restraints and deficits, that they're actually ramping up their own individual enforcement actions against local food producers, home gardeners, farmers markets. So it's really, you know, governments have to make money too. Municipalities have to make money too. So what we're really seeing at a local and state level, I think, and you can look, you know, there's some research out there that shows that enforcement actions by municipalities and state governments has actually gone up as budget deficits go up to fill those gaps. So, you know, we don't always have the safety of local government to, you know, to hide behind or to get into. So we have to be real mindful of all government, obviously.
Yes.
But I do believe, honestly, that the food movement is growing, that the natural and organic movement is growing, that more people are coming into this health freedom movement through multiple streams, whether it be from a farmer's market when, you know, a producer no longer is there because a local municipality or a state agency said that their cheese wasn't aged properly. You know, this is a new education for a lot of consumers that no longer want to participate in the food industrial complex. And I think it's almost like the first stepping stone. It's the slippery slope to becoming a true natural health advocate is when you see the products and the information that, you know, you cherish slowly chipped away at. And I think we have a new group of people coming on board. I think the people that are already on board are growing in their savviness, their political will, and it's just never safe. So you have to keep on working.
Well, and I'm really appreciative of you guys. You know that up there. At the same time, always looking for more effective or efficient means by which we can achieve the goals we're after, which is really, you know, a fundamental, I believe, human freedom to know that food can do certain things, even if it doesn't make the drug industry or international governing bodies very happy. But that's an ongoing struggle. That's why I brought up the local issue. And again, there are some, yes, you're right. They're almost like the police state quota kind of set. Oh, it's the end of the month. Let's write a few extra tickets. Mm-hmm. And right now, as we see budgetary crunches, I've got to say it must be happening worldwide. You think that they would be looking to, well, how are we going to even enforce any of these things? Because the money is just not there that it once was, the way it flowed, other than if you are, I guess, part of the Federal Reserve System.
You almost think that in times like this, local and state governments would want to take the hands off to hopefully have people engage in more economic activity.
Yes.
Maybe more employment, more taxes being paid. But unfortunately, I guess the fastest way to get dollars in their bank accounts is to write tickets, to write fines, and drag people before courts.
It's capture. It's absolute capture at this point.
It truly is regulatory capture. I mean, an issue that's a little bit off topic, but an issue the Alliance for Natural Health is really dedicated to is nutritional licensing and to prevent nutrition monopolies by big food companies and their agent, which is the American Dietetic Association.
Yeah, hey, Daryl, stand by. I want to talk to you about that. I'm glad you brought that up. Can you stick around for another segment?
I can.
All right, we got Daryl Rogers, Communications Director. He's an awesome guy from the Alliance for Natural Health. We always go to him to get the updates internationally and now domestically. We'll get local. We'll get on the dietary licensure and the dietitians, because that's a topic we do cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we'll do that with some more after the break.
Robert Scott Bell. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You are amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We continue now with Daryl Rogers from the Alliance for Natural Health, USA, ANH-USA.org. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com, not only talking global issues, but bringing it back home here, a topic we've been covering for a while, this issue of licensing dietitians. And, of course, the dietetics people, they've changed their name to sound a little less frightening because they've used the word nutrition now. Not that I believe they actually know a lot more than they used to, because when Nestle and PepsiCo are your sponsors, how much into nutrition can you really be? And, of course, we covered this this year, big news, the attack on a blogger in North Carolina by the name of Steve Cooksey for simply sharing his story about how he overcame diabetes through a different kind of diet. So ANH really gets this as well, Daryl, that the idea of licensure monopoly on nutritional information is bad news for America.
It really is, and always be, and this goes even beyond the nutrition information and dietetic issue. If an industry is asking for a particular regulation, it's to benefit that industry. And that's what's happening here. You know, nowhere do you find any organization, member of a state government, even the most nanny state watchdog organizations asking for more nutrition licensure. The only people that are driving this is the American Dietetic Association. So when you really dig down deep, you find out that, wow, who would have thought, the American Dietetic Association is really only out to protect and to empower the American Dietetic Association and their corporate sponsors, which are Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Corn Refiners Association. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and we'll come back to the statement, evidence of harm again. In this case, where is the evidence of harm of dietary supplements, much less nutritional information dissemination, for them to say, hey, this is a clear and present danger. We must have more control and protections for the American public. I mean, I've always liked to ask Dick Durbin and Waxman that over the years when they turn a blind eye to the danger of modern medicine and the pharmaceuticals approved by FDA.
Yeah, isn't it horrible how when you want to prevent a new chemical from entering your food system that, you know, show us the evidence of harm, when these organizations, when these members of Congress want to introduce the bills and legislation that would limit our freedoms, we say, well, where's the evidence of harm? It seems like we have to do a whole lot more tap dancing than they do. It's a very obvious point. And what is unique now, I think, you know, the organizations that are working on the dietetic licensure issue, because it goes way broader than just, you know, who can say what. When these dietetic boards are created, they have full-time staff people. They have interns. They have board members. They scour the internet in their state looking for individuals that are making statements about helping others through nutrition. If you do that, if you have a website and you say that you found a unique diet and information and exercise and lifestyle that you believe will benefit somebody else's health, if you share that information online, you will get a letter from these dietetic boards. And the Alliance for Natural Health has filed Freedom of Information Acts to four most active and repressive dietetic sports. And the information I am getting back just this week is amazing on what these people do, the coals that they drag citizens through, not just holistic health counselors, not just nutritionists, but even dietitians. We are preparing a new report. We'll publish it online probably early next year about, you know, some of our findings. And dietitians should be up in arms about what these dietetic boards are doing in their name. So this is truly an issue that is near and dear to our hearts, and we want to make sure that our continual wins that we've had beating the Dietetic Association and the introduction of their licensure throughout the United States continues, and that we educate state governments, that we educate more citizens, and we educate even more health practitioners to make sure that whenever these bills come up, that they are just struck down so quick and so hard that it sends the ADA running back to their little caves.
Good, yeah. We'd like to see the existing boards of dietetics or dietitians basically sunsetted as soon as possible as well. That's another aspect of this as we educate each state legislature about it. Now, coming back to the international scene, what was your sister organization, the ANH Europe, there, Dr. Verkirk, also at the Codex meeting?
Dr. Verkirk was actually, I believe, in India at an Ayurvedic conference. So, but no, Gretchen and Robert spoke extensively before her trip out there. Robert is a bit of an expert, as well as Gretchen, on international policies on food and supplements. So ANH was well represented, and consumers and practitioners were well represented with us out there.
Was there any evidence that anybody in an American coalition sense was trying to hold the line? We recognize there's a lot of conflicts of interest in the drug industry here and also in Europe, but was there any evidence of anybody besides the Alliance for Natural Health there that was saying, hey, hold your horses here on some of this stuff?
Sure, yeah, there were other organizations present. I believe Scott Tips from the National Health Federation was also there. He is a regular at Codex meetings. Even some of the individuals on the actual U.S. delegation that were not associated with very obvious financial interests were very mindful and very thoughtful and very receptive to food, supplements, nutrition, and the importance of honest information that's shared. You know, not everyone on the U.S. delegation and not every single individual there, you know, it works for a pharmaceutical company or for Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. So it's important to attend these meetings. It's important to build more relationships, strengthen those relationships, and get people on board for protecting our health freedoms.
Yeah, well, look, it's definitely not a health freedom organization over there at Codex. I mean, when they're emphasizing language that indicates food prevents disease should be forbidden or is forbidden, I mean, how unbelievably antiquated can you be in terms of what we would say in a westernized, democratized world? That kind of freedom of free flow of information should be normal. And yet an international organization like Codex through UN will go, no, that's forbidden. The whole word forbidden or verboten, I mean, that should send chills down anybody's spine.
It really should. What we're talking about here is when we have small developing nations, and when they're putting together their governments and trying to figure out what food policies, what nutrition policies, what they do is they go to Codex, they see what the recommendations are, and they take it word for word right from Codex recommendations, and they adopt that into kind of their national standards. So by doing that, because many countries don't have policies on what you can and can't say about food products, or right. what you can't say about dietary supplements, we're slowly losing, and actually individual countries might actually be losing information that they've been providing each other about their own natural food products, their own natural medicines they've been doing for generations, if not millennia. So it's dangerous, and we get the message out, the more others get the message out, the more work that we can do, keep an eye on it, because it's a complicated issue, but an important one.
Yes, I agree. And if we are wrapping it up here, one question I have, I wish I had Gretchen on. We could get her another time. I know how busy she is. But is there any indication from within ANH and what Gretchen knows about the movement as we lobby Congress, whether we call it individually or as you guys work with some of these congressmen or women, to stand on an issue such as jurisdictional sovereignty? In other words, can we remove some of these, let's say, onerous treaties? Can we stand our ground and say, hey, there is no force of law here? You cannot overwhelm our, let's say, even Deshaies, which is flawed law, we know that, but at least it provides some level of protection.
You know, Robert, there's a healthy skepticism of international treaties, of onerous regulation. I think individuals, not only individuals or organizations that are doing the work, but members of Congress are seeing how complicated, how twisted, how un-American they truly are and can be. And I really do believe that through local, state, and even more federal action and interest in making sure individuals and companies have that freedom. And even through the courts, there was a really interesting and very important courtroom just this last week, though it dealt with former pharmaceutical companies and representatives. What the court found was that even though a pharmaceutical company was marketing a product off-label, because that off-label information was factual, the FDA could not prohibit it. The Alliance for Natural Health did, I think, a really interesting article about that. Mm-hmm. And if that's the standard for pharmaceutical companies, we're going to work really hard to make sure that the FDA does not trample supplement companies when they communicate what might not be FDA-approved information, but is nonetheless factual.
Yes.
And accurate. And I think that's going to be an important precedent going forward, because that case, which is likely going to go before the Supreme Court, will really determine where we go on this as a nation, on what we can say and what we can hear about food and supplements.
Well, I'm sure Gretchen's all over that. Jonathan Ebor and others are all over that as well. We'll look forward to following up with you as that case evolves. Freedom of speech for drugs but not supplements? We'll find out about that. So, Daryl, it's always good to have you back on board here. I appreciate the effort. Say hi to Gretchen for me, and we'll look forward for some more. Everybody check out anh-usa.org. If you want updates, you can sign up for email alerts. We'll keep you up the rest of these breaking news as well as it happens here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Daryl, thanks again for being on board.
Thank you.
If we have freedom of speech left, we'll be back after this break. In fact, oh, heck, forget it. Even if we don't, we're going to push it for all it's worth. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Give me a call. Let your freedom of speech be heard. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Darryl Rogers for dropping by the Alliance for Natural Health. Hey, they do good work. They really do.
And yes, they do.
I don't know if it's right to say I am of two minds when I look at the issue we just covered with the United Nations Codex Alimentarius. I mean, I'm really of one mind, and that is go local. Get out from under the jurisdiction of federal and international claims of authority over you. I mean, that's really my soul, mind, and purpose, but I recognize that so many people are trapped in this illusion that they are citizens subject to the jurisdiction of not only the federal bureaucracy, the bureaucratic oligarchy, but under United Nations treaties, World Trade Organization treaties, and the Codex Alimentarius established in the 1960s that would tell you what you can and can't know or do about or with food. And of course, it's like spitting on yourself, spitting on the creator when you put yourself in a subservient position or role there. Now, as I say that, I'm not critiquing the good people that are doing great work out there that are dealing with an existing power structure. I recognize the power of the struggles for freedom exist in so many places on all levels, politically as well. And so there's going to be these simultaneous struggles to regain some level of sanity or some level of freedom and integrity in those political structures. I don't know if it's ever possible to achieve them. But if we look at, I mean, the UN claiming the right to tell you in America, or much less you in Great Britain, or much less you in Den Haag or in Germany, what you can and can't know about food, or absolutely of violating your freedom to know that food can prevent disease. Yeah, it's abolished. It's not allowed. It's basically banned. I mean, how is this something that we could give any credence to, that we actually even have to go through their existing power structure to say, please, can we have our power back? Unplug. This has been the argument for however long I've been in broadcast media, since I figured all this stuff out. And there's still more to figure out, don't get me wrong. We've got a lot more to do there. But the most powerful thing you can do, let's say when confronted with cancer, is unplug the feeding tube, so to speak, that goes to feed the cancer cells. You know, that's a big part of the 9 steps to keep the doctor away with Dr. Bitar. It's a big part of what we talk about with Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution Fridays. It's a big part of what we just did yesterday with Ty Bollinger, getting outside the box. That's similar to that. Unplug, get outside the box. Everybody else is trapped in the globalist box, and that's what it is. It's a box. It's labeled globalism. Subheading, collectivism. Or maybe collectivism and globalism are on equal footing, or maybe collectivism is even a bigger label on the box that you want to be not inside. You'd like to be outside the box. Learn about prepositions. Prepositions.
Prepositions.
Can we go back to Schoolhouse Rock? What's the preposition song in Schoolhouse Rock? Anybody old enough to remember Schoolhouse Rock? We used to, you know, watch it on Saturday morning in between the cartoons, the education part of the shows. It was great. And then they came out with a DVD so the next generation could plug into all of them at once. My kids remember, they learned all of them. We didn't get to do them that way. We had to remember them one at
Here
a time. You remember those.
On the top is where you are.
Oh, there you go.
With
a friend, you'll travel far.
With a friend, you'll go.
If you try, you know that you can fly over the rainbow.
Over the rainbow is where you can fly.
How do you do that?
I love it.
Busy prepositions are always on the go. Like a bunch of busy bees, floating pollen on the breeze, buzzing over the meadows, beyond the forest, through the trees, into the beehive. Busy bees.
Beyond, over, and through.
Busy prepositions, always out in front. On the edges, in the crack, around the corner, from the back, in between the action, stating clearly to your satisfaction the location and direction.
All right, you've
gone.
All right.
Okay.
That's a nice visit. Hey, never underestimate a good preposition. That's the point, is getting outside the box, right? Over the rainbow, around the corner, what's it? Under the crack. All of this stuff, it's all hidden, it's all out in the open at the same time. And I'm a solutions-oriented kind of guy. At the same time, I'm not. I'm an out-of-the-box kind of guy, which means what? Go back to the Matrix. There is no spoon. Right? We're told that in order to make change, you must vote. Vote the bums out. Hey, how well has that been working for you? John Rappaport's been writing about that for years. What if they threw an election and nobody showed up to vote? Now we're talking! Because they keep, what do they keep saying? Well, we're going all the way around the world for democracy. We want to establish a form of government that is abhorrent to our own, at least in the origin points of these United States. Yeah, I know. And then they'll say, oh, you're just nitpicking. Oh, you're persnickety, Robert. No, I'm not persnickety. I happen to think that definitions are important and they mean something. And no, I wasn't really upset when that nurse, you know, tried to call me out on something related to something, who knows what it was. But we know. Oh, the acetaminophen thing and liver failure.
Right.
It's not persnickety. It's not. It's important. Definitions are important. Look, over the past 100 years, they've been altering definitions and they've been teaching kids that there are no definitions. Don't worry about it. It's all a bunch of gray while they destroy the gray matter in your brain with vaccinations, with fluoride. And we look at it and we go, hey, how do we solve this problem? How about we obliterate the problem? I don't mean with violence. It's just poof, gone. Oh, it's not a problem. Why not? Well, it's because I've gone local. I've stopped asking for permission where none was required. Well, what happens if they come to get you? Well, what happens if 300 million people decide to grow food in their backyard and their front yard and their side yard? Well, how do you know 300 million? No, I'm not worried about the 300 million. I'm only worried about me. Yeah, does that sound selfish? No, that's all you should be worried about, too. Remember the old Wall Street movie? Greed is good. I'm not here to endorse Gordon Gekko. But in one sense, I don't know, is it greed that motivates you to grow your own food, or is it a survival instinct? Right? And if somebody holds a gun to your head and says, grow this food, and we're not sure we're going to let you keep any of it, but everybody can share in it, and they don't have to do anything. Somebody would say, just shoot me now.
Right.
What's the point of that? And we go back to the Thanksgiving Day, the first Thanksgiving, supposedly, based on the fact that free enterprise was superior to socialism. And, of course, this egalitarian United Nations Codex Alimentarius says, hey, we've got to harmonize Everybody's got to be in harmony. I'd like to. I won't do it because I won't be harmonious when I do it. Teach the world to sing. You know the song.
Yes.
Harmony, right? We got to be in harmony. Well, you can't be in harmony by the point of a gun, and that's the United Nations version of harmony, and that's the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration's version of harmony as well. Let's force you to not say anything about the dietary supplements that you're manufacturing and trying to sell. What? You want to sell something? You think there's a free market in America? You mean to tell me echinacea can get you through a cold or even a flu faster? You mean to tell me that silver can stop viral replication? You mean to tell me that selenium can prevent and cure and reverse cancer? How dare you, sir? You mean you have facts? You can back that up? You have science? Double how dare you, sir? We can't have you doing that. People might get the idea that they might be able to take care of themselves without coming to us and asking us what we think. That is the point of all of this, of government, local, state, federal, global. It's all about taking permission away from you, because you can give yourself permission. But taking that away from you means you got to go to them, which means what? You're a slave. You live on a slave planet, not a prison, but a slave planet, because they let you move about as a slave. And they might let you eat a little bit, but they won't let you know about the food, much less the quality. And if you complain a little too loudly, they might even slap the cuffs on you. They might even send the big guns in on you because, hey, you're not asking for permission, Rawsome. You're out there trading in raw milk. Oh, my gosh, the stuff they wrote about in the Bible. We can't have that. That's a dangerous threat to the new and old world order. We must have order. No, we mustn't. We must have not chaos. Chaos is when you're still thinking the guys upstairs, the big guys and girls up there that are in government, global or otherwise, are going to take care of you. That's chaos. That's the people waiting for Katrina after Katrina. That's the people waiting after Superstorm Sandy. They were in chaos because they relied upon a government that was not going to be there to save them. How many times have I said you must grow something? Start now. Liberty Gardens. It's the time. It's not when it's too late. Start planting your Liberty Gardens now and watch the problem go away today. No voting. No asking for permission. It's not required. Just start planting, growing your food, becoming independent. The U.S. becomes energy independent? Ha! You must become energy independent or need so little of it that you're not under control when somebody pulls the plug from above. Follow me here? Next hour, we're going to go deeper into this. I know it's intense. It's intense! If not for you, then do you have kids? I have kids. Are you teaching them? It's going to be a different century. It already is a different century. You think this fiscal cliff that they're calling it is just a blip on the radar screen? Oh, yeah, that now they're saying, well, yeah, we can fall off the cliff for a little while. It'll be okay. You believe anything that they're saying? They were out there warning you. The U.S. government, intelligence agencies, councils, whatever, they were warning us. Maybe they're warning themselves. Do they know what's going to happen? I do. You should, too. And I think we're going to go into that a little bit more next hour. So stand by for that. Healing on levels never before seen. And, well, on the planet, maybe on the planet. But not in broadcast media, no. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I simply remind you the God's honest truth that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Just when you thought the medical profession could not get any stupider and more homicidal toward children. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the mercury go down, the aluminum go down. What the hell is going on here, Super Don? Trying to have an airy-fairy, cheery show, and you throw that story at me. Well, I know
I'm
you tried
sorry.
To uplift me with the little Mary Poppins, and that's okay. It juxtaposes well, because there's a story here out of the BBC News under their health section. Sugar comforts babies during immunizations.
Oh, wow.
Holy crap, dude!
That's all it takes.
It appears that sugar really may help the medicine go down. Studies suggest a few drops can comfort babies while they're getting jabbed with dangerous homicidal needles. Sugar.
Wow.
Sugar, an immune suppressant, refined sugar, crack cocaine food, if you can call it that. They're given to babies who are already being assaulted from birth with shots like this. And they have the gall to argue that maybe we should give them some sugar along with it.
Right.
Super Don, it just is amazing to me.
I know. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And I mean, even if they gave you some organic sugar.
No, it does.
It doesn't really make it any better, does it?
No. Listen, this is... all right. Every day, I'm usually... Am I usually calm? I don't know. Some days I'm calm, but this is a day where I want to be cussing, man. I'm serious. I'm just feeling it. I'm disgusted by the medical profession. As disgusted as I've ever been, as Batar has ever been. To cover a story like this, they're already assaulting children, innocent little babies out of the womb with shots. Now they want to ensure that their immune system is suppressed even further while they're being assaulted with vaccination.
And it's just, you go through this article and you can read just one section or another section. Every time, you know, it doesn't matter what part you read, it pisses you off.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to this. Listen to this statement. Babies given a sugary solution to suck as they were about to be injected cried far less than those given water. Oh, so that's what we're worried about here. We're just worried about the baby crying.
Crying, right. It's about the inconvenience to the doctor and the people around them that, oh my
God. Shut that baby up.
Right.
I'm trying to give it
a
shot.
Some sugar. Hey, why don't you just give them some, a fifth of whiskey? Just down it. That'll help too. That'll shut the baby up. I mean, this is where this is going. Oh, man. Well, and it gets worse if we move into adulthood. I had an email came through to the website, robertscottbell.com, from Dr. Etienne de Harvin. He's a medical doctor in Europe, and he's written extensively and peer-reviewed literature extensively on the issue of the HIV causation hypothesis of AIDS and knows what we know here, in fact. And he asked that I publish an article that he had out on this very issue because, you know, we talk about HIV. We recognize that it not only does it not cause AIDS, it doesn't exist. It hasn't been isolated. People freak out still when they hear that, Super Don. Wait a second. Now you've gone too far. No, I don't think I have yet. And I think Dr. Harvin agrees with me because he says, hey, publish my article. Measuring viral load does not prove the existence of hypothetical HIV. Because let's say they come to the conclusion, as we have, that the HIV test is absolutely worthless. It's dangerous because it basically tests positive for who knows how many things, right? So, and even the other day, I had listeners call write in and ask. They said, Robert, can you cover this story about the claim that HIV can be used to modulate the immune system's action against leukemia, right? I said, oh, look at that. HIV is now the cure for leukemia. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And I called BS on this. I called BS on it completely. They're making it up as they go along because they haven't isolated it. And if they say that you have HIV, you can rest assured that they can't find it.
Right.
But remember, you can test positive for it.
Right. And basically, in that, all they did was they took something, genetically modified it, and then injected it into this girl, but they're claiming that it's HIV.
Wait, what was it? You know, you could test positive for it, but you could be pregnant and test positive. You could have just had the flu shot and test positive. And if you test positive on a non-specific cross-reactive, they call it HIV test, it means that you're going to die. That's what they say. Unless we treat you with HIV for leukemia, or we somehow find a vaccine for HIV. Then, hold on, hold the phone, you'll test positive on all future HIV tests after that. Oh, wait a second. That'll be okay because those positive tests, which are the same as the positive tests before, will be interpreted to mean that you're going to live.
Right.
Or maybe it means you have prostate cancer. Or, hey, it could be an old Buick that you once had, or maybe it was your dad's Oldsmobile. We're not sure. But what we are sure is that HIV is a cure for leukemia now, right?
That's right.
Pick up official stories and read the one chapter that Liam reveals all this stuff. I mean, if you see what I'm saying here, it's absolutely nonsense. It's dangerous nonsense. There is no HIV. There is AIDS. There is immune deficiency. That's real. So I want you to read the article. I have it linked up in today's show notes. It's a separate article as well at robertscottbell.com. This is a stunning article, peer-reviewed. Viral load. Because here, they'll go, okay, Robert, we'll give you the HIV tests are bad. All right? We'll give you those. But, the viral load. What about the viral load test? See, that tells me I'm loaded with HIV or somebody's loaded with HIV. Well, guess what they use for the viral load test? Do you remember that three-letter designation?
I don't know.
C-R.
PCR.
Call on the FBI. It's PCR. Polymerase chain reaction. Nobel Prize winner Kerry Mullis developed that. He says it's not appropriate to utilize to identify the presence or absence of just about any infectious agents. Because why? In order to make PCR work, you're taking a fragment of genetic material in the mix of loads of genetic material from who knows what sources. That fragment is then being amplified. Not 10 times, not 100 times, not 1,000 times, not 10,000 times, not 100,000 times, not a million times, but millions and millions of times. We're getting into Carl Sagan territory. Billions and billions. And based on the identification of that fragment of viral debris, genetic debris, we say, oh my gosh, we found it. You got to read this article here. What they're actually measuring, they don't know. They'd like to believe it's HIV, which, by the way, they haven't identified, which they would need to isolate and visually validate and verify through electron microscopy.
Yeah.
It hasn't been done. It has not been done. So they're taking any contaminated or contaminating genetic material that's in a sample, a blood or whatever, and amplifying it the way I described. It's not coming from a hypothetical retroviral particle, or maybe it is, but what's the point? There is no HIV. And the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons actually published an article in 2010 on this understanding. You can read about it again. And this is another interesting fact. Why is it, as Liam has said, remember he's come on and said, hey, if they don't dilute the blood, centrifuge it down a million times, or whatever they got to do, that 100% of the blood samples will test positive for HIV. You know why? Read the article. It says any human DNA contains approximately 8% of retroviral genetic sequences.
Oh.
That means everybody would test positive. That's just what Liam had said. He knows it's in there. That's what we're validating here. The viral load is BS. It's BS. It's DNA. It's genetic material. It's genetic material running and screaming and leaving your cells because you're toxic and you're deficient and you may have multiple infections because your immune system is weak. That's not the argument. The argument is that it's not what they claim it to be. One single retrovirus that if you test positive, it's going to kill you unless we treat you for leukemia or give you a vaccine for it. And we're going to test you and you'll be positive. But this now means you're going to live.
Right. Or give you your daily pill, right, which they have just been trying and trying and trying to get out on the market. A daily pill that you take that will keep you alive and keep you from getting AIDS.
Mm-hmm. So letting you know here, retroviral, sequences, genetic sequences, do not demonstrate the presence of a hypothetical HIV in the blood of AIDS patients. We've dismantled it. We're dismantling it again. I need you to check it out on the show notes today. Yeah, sorry. It's robertscottbell.com. You can link to it. You can read about it. You can weep if you're invested in the HIV causation hypothesis of AIDS. Go ahead. Cry me a river at that point. They could probably test your tears and tell you you have HIV. That's how crazy this is.
Yeah. Wow, Robert.
Yeah.
You're on fire this morning.
Well, you know, here we go. We've got this realm. See, and here is the thing about HIV. They didn't need to have a retrovirus, right? Some people in the alternative, maybe you call it conspiracy community, have said HIV was developed in a lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland or something, right? You've heard that, to infect black people, to infect gay people. Listen, they didn't need a real one. All they needed to do was hint and convince you that there was something that was doing it. And then your mind would take over. Your fear would take over. Your guilt might take over and go, oh my gosh, I am infected. This is what's happening. Drug me. Please, whatever you do, whatever you got, throw it at me. I don't care. I'm so afraid because this retrovirus is not a Republican or a Democrat. So everybody get on board. Remember, Reagan was convinced. He started giving money into this thing. Bush sent millions. I mean, it's as on and on. It's a disaster, but it's a fictitious disaster. It's a phantom retrovirus. It doesn't exist. But the belief is all that was needed. And that is what they achieved. And that's the point of where we're going to go next, because there is the NIC report. As we go out, yes, lighten it up. Thank you from the Family Guy.
I couldn't resist.
You have AIDS song. Yeah, that was appropriate, Superdon. Lighten it up. But we're going to talk with Kevin from Organic Racing. We're going to talk about the 30-year prediction that America will collapse. Why do we need to do it? Because nobody else is. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on all levels on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now enjoy the Family Guy.
Yay!
Born in AIDS, you've got the AIDS.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Last Sunday on the GCN version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, I was live at the Natural Products Association in Orlando, and my dear friend Kevin with the Organic Racing Team in Harmony Cone, Organic Racing, had a, we had a nice visit. In fact, we talked a lot about not only organic racing, but perhaps even much more important and pressing issues long-term, related to the economy and the integrity of governments, whether they have any, the long-term status and survivability of them. And then on Natural News and also Huffington Post, they covered a story about the U.S. government. The National Intelligence Council came out and said in 30 years, America could collapse. And so I wanted to kind of gingerly, gently, but forcefully, directly talk about these issues, and I know they're not real sexy because, well, who wants to talk about what's going to happen 30 years from now? Well, I do because I got kids. Any of you got kids out there? And you got grandkids? I think it matters. And, well, that's why we got Kevin back on the program right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kevin, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, it's great to connect with you down there at the NPA show, but we just touched the surface, and I think even today we may only scratch the surface a little bit, but I want to introduce some concepts with you. It's some things that you and I have been studying about for many years. It goes well beyond the sound bites of the old mainstream toxic polluted globalist media, but this National Intelligence Council exploring these mega trends revealed some pretty, what could be considered frightening and shocking stuff, even for them.
Well, I agree, Robert. When we were in at the show last, we talked about the GAO report and the USDA report. And then just 2 days ago, day before yesterday, actually, the committee, the National Intelligence Committee, released this new analysis on global trends. They call it Ultimate Worlds. And they gave several scenarios, what they call their mega trends and their game changers, about the diffusion of power, demographic patterns, water feed, energy nexus, individual empowerment. It's interesting because they talk about individual empowerment, but then they talk about democracy. And, you know, I'm sure, as you know, the Federalist Paper number 10 talked about democracy and how it was no friend of individual liberty, that it was short-lived and usually ended in violence. So, you know, we sometimes forget that this is supposed to be a republic, not a democracy. But this this report came out. It's basically a conglomeration of 17 different intel agencies here in the United States, all lumped under one heading.
Well, listen, taking 17 different agencies and assessing all of what their information gathering to come out with this report makes it all the more significant. I think that's why I want to pay a little bit of attention to it, maybe a little bit almost every day, at least every week, because it matters. It really matters. And you mentioned something briefly, and I want to go back to it just for a moment, about democracy, because we have been told in our lifetime, Kevin, that somehow we're a democracy and we must spread our goodness, even through violence throughout the world to spread democracy. And what you pointed out is in Federalist Paper number 10, democracy, it was an abhorred form of government. They knew it for what it was. It was not something that was an ideal of the founders or the framers. And in fact, they said this would not be a good direction to go. We specifically are not a democracy. So it does matter, even though there are pundits on the left and sometimes even on the right will say, oh, well, now you're just nitpicking. No, this is not nitpicking. You must understand definitions if you are to have common ground to communicate anything that means anything, or else you will be subject to the whims of those who want to control you, own you, and enslave you.
Absolutely. You don't think by any chance they lied to us, do you, Robert?
Nah, I couldn't have done that.
I just wanted to make sure, because I kind of felt like maybe somebody had pulled my string and lied to me.
Just it was a minor oversight, just a flesh wound.
That's right, that's right. Now, it's interesting, Robert, you know, so often you read and you listen to these pundits speak, and so often they are watering down or actually changing the meaning of things like sovereignty, things like democracy and republic. You know, I think most people probably think that the only difference between a republic and a democracy is that in a democracy you got Democrats, and in a republic you got Republicans, and nothing could be further from the truth.
It's a very sad statement there.
Yeah, so I think it's very important in this time frame that we start to educate ourselves. And that's one of the beautiful things about your show, is that the education process, that you bring so many things to light that people need to know. And so often, so many of these documents, you know, the stuff the G20 puts out, you know, they're basically in control of global economics. Don't fool yourself with anything else. You know, a lot of these documents they put out, you try to read them, and man, they're tough to read. The one thing I will say about this NIC, National Intelligence Committee, the document they put out, it's actually fairly easy to read. It's not a difficult read. There are issues with it. I think that so often it will carry a certain weight of authority because of who all is involved in it. And there's a lot of bright people involved in it. They included several universities. They went around to different universities. They actually created an online blog where people could respond, not people like you and I, but people who are professors and such. And they actually broke it down where it's fairly easy to read. But there are some things that they left out of it. For one, if you go back and you look at their website, which is nic.gov, when you go back and you look at their website, it's a very impressive website. Nice big official seal up there with an American bald eagle on it. But one of the things that they left out is there's no standard. They didn't say what their standard was for analysis. This report really kind of comes across more as a hypothesis. A very good hypothesis. They basically say that they feel as though the American government and governments around the world will end in anarchy.
Kevin, it isn't like they just vomited on the page either. What you're saying is that even though there's no standard, it's not without merit. There are some things that we can glean from it that I think are very important. And I think that's where we want to focus on. What really does this mean? Why should we pay attention? Don't gloss or glaze over. And as I talk with Mike Adams about the article he put out about it, he says, listen, it's not going viral. And it's like, I know, because it's not a sexy topic. Now, if you throw pictures of, I don't even know if Paris Hilton is still considered lookable, but, I mean, something like that, tie it in, and Paris Hilton says, oh, my gosh, read the NIC report. Now, suddenly, everybody's going to read it. But we're not going there. We're really going to be targeting some very legitimate things that are in this report, what it means. And, you know, the thing is, as we go, and I'm just going to kind of set the stage, nothing in here changes any of the messaging or the messages we've been saying here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years, but only makes them more important and more urgent. And we'll get more specific as to why that is, how that is, and also what to do so that it won't affect you negatively. You'll be fine through it all despite some of the things that are going to be happening.
Well, I think, Robert, I agree with you 100%. It's something that we've been saying for years, and everyone thought we were conspiracy theorists, or that we had lost a screw, or wondered where our tinfoil cap was. But now, when you have the National Intelligence Committee coming out saying the same thing we've been saying for the last 10, 15 years, suddenly it has more teeth to it, because people suddenly go, oh, wow, that is true. So it's really kind of nice in a way that they have kind of finally backed us up and said, yeah, here's what's going to happen. The United States is going to lose its position. Economically, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen. And it's not just NIC. You know, you also have DLS, Department of Labor and Statistics. Department of Labor and Statistics, if you go to their website and you just type into the search engine, Farms 2020, they are projecting a loss of 96,000 farms between 2010 and 2020. And they go into a very in-depth discussion about what's going to cause those farmers to lose their toehold on what they have. They cover everything from cost of fuel to cost of equipment to seed cost. And, you know, you read this report from NIC, and they're talking about a world food shortage, and then you're talking about 96,000 farmers losing their farms. Wow.
Yeah, and these 96,000, Kevin, these 96,000 are not the farms that are multinational, global, corporation-owned farms, the Cargills of the world, the Monsantos, the Archer Daniels Midland. We're talking about the last remaining vestiges of the, you know, the basis of America, the family farmer.
Right, that's exactly right. And there's still a lot of small farmers left out there, but this is going to put a hurt on a lot of them. Now, if they can hold on, I think in the long run, your small producers may have the ability to undermine a lot of these larger corporations if it's all strategically planned. So, you know, like you always say, Robert, plant something.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? Yeah, plant flowers if you have to. Learn how to grow something.
Yeah, exactly. Or fix something, too, because part of this report indicates that there is a, let's say, a dampening of the utilization of resources that you may even have. Let's talk about that, because we see China buying up the U.S. They hold a lot of the corporate U.S. debt. And because of that, now they're just buying up property, real estate. They're buying up, what, the AMC movie theater chain, for goodness sake, anything that they can get a hold of at this point. But ultimately, if you don't have the ability to consume, you could have all the resources in the world. You've got no one to sell them to. No one's going to consume it.
No, but, you know, China is very, very smart. One of the things, when I was down in Australia earlier this year, one of the things that China has done is they've got all this, all these Federal Reserve notes for, you know, all of the product that we've sold them. You know, and in their country, they have their own currency that is not a global currency. It's only for the country of China. So anything that they bring in from the United States or elsewhere, they have to figure out what they're going to do with it. And in Australia, what they had done is they had dumped a lot of the U.S. currency and purchased these mines, these mining operations in Australia. So basically they're dumping the worthless currency on the Australians and on these other third world countries and purchasing up their natural resources and their industries to get rid of the dollar so that they don't get stuck with it,
mm-hmm.
which is a genius on their part. But it's going to hurt everybody else in the long run.
Yeah, that's an important point. Anybody
going to end up with the natural resources?
Kevin, that's an important point. I want to bring it back home for anybody that works and earns, if you can call it that, Federal Reserve notes and saves in Federal Reserve notes and even invests in Federal Reserve notes. The amount that you'll come in or in gain, whether it be in interest, which is negligible at this point, or whether it even be in stock dividends, whatever you want to call it, is not keeping up with the rate of printing that is happening right now. And I think the Federal Reserve just admitted they've now buying additional $45 billion of treasuries each month that they can't sell anywhere else. So they're just buying their own debt and piling it on the so-called U.S. taxpayer, which is artificial creation of the state. Again, a slave holder, so to speak, or evidence of being a slave of some kind.
Yeah, the thing is they can manipulate. Fiat currencies are very manipulatable. I mean, it's not a problem to manipulate fiat currencies. You know, they've hypothecated this thing to the point now that, you know, there's no doubt the dollar's going to collapse. And you look throughout history and you watch it, it's been done over and over and over again. Interestingly enough, though, in this NIC report, even though they haven't used any particular standards to do this analysis, they basically say that they are in uncharted waters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem I have with that is when you put out a report like this and you haven't used a particular standard to write that report or to measure that report, when you don't include things in that report like the G20 economic plans, when you don't include things like Agenda 21 and that plan, when you don't include Rio Plus 20 with their plan to reduce consumption of natural resources.
Yes.
Well, yeah, when you don't include OECD, which is basically the global GAO, Office of Accounting, when you don't include the Pittsburgh Plan and things like that, and you don't look at these things, and you don't include that in your report.
Hold on, Kevin. We got to take a break here. We're going to find out what happens when you don't include all the things that Kevin just mentioned in the report, what that means, because it's often what you don't include may be more important than what you do include. So stand by. We're giving you things you will not get in any other broadcast media outlet on planet Earth, as far as I know. right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kevin from the Organic Race Team, going places where no racer has gone before. Stand by. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All you NASCAR fans out there, if you were only organic racers, you would know all the things that Kevin knows. Well, maybe not, but we're going to help you get there. Kevin continues now with from the Organic Race Team, and we are organically racing through the NIC report, the National Intelligence Council report, that is stunning in the revelations, but also stunning by what it left out. And we have the links up. And for, in fact, if you want to read it, and I would encourage you to do so, as Kevin had mentioned in the last segment, it is fairly easy to read and very important to do so. And we're going to help you navigate it over the coming weeks and months, in fact. And we'll have a reading list with links up and at them. But in the show notes, we have links directly to the download of that PDF so that you will not lose that. And you'll begin to understand deeperly. Did I just make that up? Deeperly. You'll understand how this impacts you and your family, your loved ones, and your kids and grandkids to be. So, Kevin, you were mentioning things that they did not include. Why did you mention the G20 and Agenda 21 and Rio Plus 20, the OECD and the Pittsburgh plan? These are things that most people have probably never heard of outside of G20 and maybe Agenda 21.
Well, the thing is like I was saying, OECD is basically the GAO, Government Accounting Office, but it's for the global organizations, you know, like like UNEP and such. So, you know, in my opinion, these are global agencies that are definitely shaping the direction that our Congress and our president all follow. You know, you look at the Pittsburgh plan that the G20 worked on, and they are in the process of implementing that. And that is basically they are reducing the advanced countries. Their goal is to reduce the consumption of natural resources of the more advanced countries and to increase the production and give those natural resources to the developing countries. The problem with that is that your advanced countries are your largest consumers. When you start throttling them back, it doesn't matter that your developing countries are producing the products or are consuming the natural resources and producing the products. Who's going to buy them?
Mm-hmm.
And that thing's going to overheat because you and I have seen them do this before when they did it with Mexico. When they came in, and basically what they do is they come in and the World Bank loans the money to these developing countries to develop the industry, to develop the production. But what they do is they attach to natural and human resources when they do that. So when they do default, just like Mexico did, then the World Bank owns the natural resources because they default on the loan.
Yes.
It's an attached loan.
Kevin, the guy that wrote Perkins, or wrote Confessions of an Economic Hitman, talked about this. And he really brought a lot of these concepts out from his personal experience. And we've seen the tie-in to even more nefarious schemes, if that weren't bad enough, to, for instance, increasing vaccination rates or access to the people for drug testing or drugs themselves. And so creating emerging markets for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which, ironically, they're pulling out of Greece because they can't even pay for the drugs. So the drug industry is going, hey, screw them. We don't need them. But the upside of this, and there is an upside, is that as the inability to pay for these things of the first world becomes evident, the people have an opportunity to go back to their ancestry and begin to grow their own food and begin to go back to the medicine of their ancestors and begin to get healthy and begin to converse in an economic way that makes sense, that is local. That means you grow on your land, somebody else grows on their land, and you start exchanging, and you destroy the global economy by creating the local one, and it's a non-violent method by which we can circumvent total collapse.
Well, Robert, don't you think that really that's more of the divine plan anyhow? I mean, the reality is that we have to go back to our fundamental principles. And we have to stand on our, you know, the fundamental principles of law, a law of nature, of common law. And we have to be able to exercise our personal sovereignty, you know, accept our rights and our obligations to become more independent. And the reality is when we become dependent, more and more dependent on these big corporations and these particular situations, all it does is steal away our sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. And again, another word that has been mishmashed to beyond the ability to define it, from a modern context use. I mean, if people have heard of it, they don't know what it means. If they assume to know what it means somebody else has planted a false definition, again, to own or control or enslave you, when sovereignty is the furthest thing from the enslaved state that you can come up with.
Right.
Listen, this is absolutely fascinating. I don't know if you guys and gals out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show now, if you're not as fascinated by this, get as fascinated by this as I am, because it will mean the difference between a future of, let's say, abject poverty and enslavement and a future of abundance and an ability to care for others should you choose to do so because you are free to do so versus being forced by the point of a government or a globalist gun.
Well, the thing is when this thing goes into, and I hate to say when, but I'm pretty confident that it's going to go that direction. And even the NIC's report is pretty confident that it's going to go into anarchy if we're not very, very careful. And, you know, they include that part of their report into what they call game changers versus megatrends.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is once it goes that direction, then people don't have a choice but to become more independent and less dependent because your government agencies will fail.
because there's no way to fund them. You can't tax the people to death. Even in the 15, 16, 1700s, the kings knew that you could not tax the people more than 20%, period. And that's 20% total, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it didn't work, because the society collapsed when you did that. Well, if you know anybody who's taxed 20% now, they're lucky.
Yeah, yeah, we're well beyond that. Yeah, that's a very, very important point, Kevin. And we look at that whole idea of transitioning to the emerging countries, but then again, who is there in the developed countries to buy the product? So the whole thing collapses. And as you just said, if you can't fund it, and this was, you know, last hour, Kevin, I was talking with the Alliance for Natural Health. They were talking about Codex Alimentarius, the whole globalist government regulatory scheme, or even our FDA, bureaucratic oligarchy, scheme to regulate everything. Ultimately, when those bureaucrats are no longer compensated, if they are today, by Federal Reserve notes, they're not going to go to work. These people are not passionate about what they do. They're going to abandon ship. And at that point, as their perspective is, that's called anarchy. We might call it reality. We might call it freedom that will creep back in, and people will actually be able to communicate without the fear of an overriding bureaucratic oligarchy coming down and clamping down on the First Amendment, which the government didn't give you a right to freedom of speech. That was given to you by that which truly created you, and that goes well far beyond government.
You know, Robert, the thing that concerns me, I think the thing I'm worried about most, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, is the size that these corporations have grown into. And my concern is that the corporations will, you know, you look at corporations like International Paper, at one time was the largest landowner. They owned more land than anybody in the United States other than the federal government. And they were smart in that they rolled all that over into these non-governmental agencies, made donations to, like, Nature Conservancy and stuff, mm-hmm. used public funding to pay for it, but they reserved all the rights for use of the land. So they no longer had to pay taxes on that, but they still had all the use of the land to harvest the trees and such, but they no longer owned it. You look at corporations that scheme and do those types of sneaky maneuvers, and one of my biggest concerns is that the corporations will start to take over all of these different currently run government agencies, and then we're in big, big trouble.
Well, how do you see that trouble manifesting? You know, when suddenly there's nobody to service any debt, the corporate structure and or the government structure, which enforces the corporate structure or allows it to exist in monopoly status or whatever, is no longer there to enforce it. Do you see private corporate armies running amok in America and other places, or how do you see the big trouble happening?
You know, Robert, when I travel internationally, last time I traveled internationally, I went to Italy, Slovenia, Switzerland, Sweden, and Ireland. When I landed in the United States, I drove approximately 37 miles from the airport to where I stay.
Mm-hmm.
And while I saw more police officers in that one drive than I saw the entire time I was in Europe. The entire time, I never saw that many police officers. I think I counted 15 police officers in that drive, and most of them had somebody pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is you look at these corporations that have grown in security. Wackenhut now runs prisons. They have private armies. They have everything. That industry has grown like mad. You know, I was doing some research on a town here locally, and I was trying to figure out where they got funding for all of these new buildings and police cars and everything. Come to find out, it's all being corporate funded. The money's coming from corporations, not from a government agency. Well, what's that tell you? If a corporation's investing into a city's infrastructure, they're going to collect.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to collect one way or another. So that has me very, very concerned.
Well, that sounds like a Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome scenario, potentially.
It really does. It really does. And I have to say, of all of the things that we have on the plate in front of us, that one has me more concerned than about anything. And that was not mentioned anywhere in this NIC report.
Yeah, that was the conspicuous by its absence, and I think it would be very critical for us to look at it with those eyes as well, so then we can start developing strategies and implementing them that would prevent that from occurring, because we know there is inevitable fiat money collapse. That is undoubted at this point, at least by us. So where do we go? Do we come back and say, all right, start planning food, start establishing local interaction on an economic level, start bringing the economy closer and closer to home? Would that be probably number one on the list?
I think that's the only choice that we really have. I think that it has to. I think we have to reel everything back into a local level. We have to be involved in our local politics. We have to go to our commissioners' meetings. I go to commissioners' meetings every month. You know, I keep myself very abreast with what happens in my county and my area locally. And I think it's very important that we start to influence and fertilize and seed those particular relationships and those areas. I think it's very important that they hear us and they understand that we're very concerned with every single action that they take.
Well, this is a great starting point. Again, I would urge everybody to listen to my interview with Kevin from the Natural Products Association show that we were just at on Sunday, the 9th of December. And in the show notes on robertscottbell.com, it links right to the audio through GCN. Or if you've downloaded iTunes, you can get my Sunday broadcast as well as my Monday through Friday broadcast through iTunes, so you never have to miss a show. In the meantime, Kevin, I guess we're going to urge them to read what is linked in the show notes today. Begin your homework now. And, of course, you will prevent disaster from occurring later, even though disastrous things will happen inevitably, as they always have on planet Earth, but you'll be much better prepared.
Absolutely, Robert. You know, if we're educated, then we actually can foresee things coming and we have a direction to go, and a lot of times that's what saves us.
All right, Kevin. Well, I look forward to having you on more regularly on this topic as we go deeper along the coming weeks and months and perhaps even years. But that's what we're here to do. Kevin, I appreciate you so very much. The links are up at robertscottbell.com, and we'll get you back soon. And if anybody has any questions or comments, we do want to hear from you either at the website or you can call with your questions, and we will answer them at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Thank you, Kevin. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this.
Thank you, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell. Wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid in it. Immediately, it changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Daryl Rogers from A&H. Thanks again, of course, to Kevin at the organic race team and beyond. Boy, oh boy, where we can go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You need to re-listen to those last two segments a few times, really, to get it all. And we'll be getting some more information out beyond what we have up on the notes today that I want you to keep up with. Now, to the mailbag or the Facebook bag we go. Yes. Sarah Beth writes, Sarah Beth, what a sweetheart. We love Sarah Beth. She says, RSB, I have a question about filtered water. We have the Berkey light system and it's time for new filters. However, we've always had trouble with our system and it gets horrible reviews. Can you recommend an ideal home water filtration system for drinking water? Big thanks in advance. Now, I don't know. I don't have a Berkey system. I've heard great things about it. I've heard some people not happy about it. And there are a lot of options out there on the market, from General Electric, the great evil society that produces filters. That they work, but or to, you know, the Berkeys and other things. There are many options, but I have become convinced now with the biggest issue, which is the energy of the water itself. Yes, I agree. We do filter the water here. We do structure the water here, but I would say, Sarah Beth, whatever system you got, even the crappiest filtration systems are better than none, although I obviously would like you to get into some really good ones. But whatever you choose, I want you to run it through the Structured Water Technologies filter afterwards, because that is neutralizing the things that even the filters can't get out and structuring the water in a way that even some bad stuff will not be so bad for you. I will not go anywhere without. In fact, we got a day trip, 24-hour trip away tomorrow after the show. In fact, we're heading out. And I'm going to be taking my little structured water technology unit that I got from Ronnie McMullen, and I'm going to take it on my trip. So no matter what we're utilizing, we're running it through that thing. It absolutely is something that I would recommend. So whatever you do, whether you stay with a Berkey and get more filters on it, I would run it through from the Berkey into that, or any other filter that you're using, because I think the ultimate is not just pulling physically things out, but it's altering the very nature of the water and restoring the integrity of the energy itself. And I know that's still esoteric for some of you, but you try it out. You got 90 days, risk-free, basically, to try this thing out. Give Ronnie McMullen a call after the show today. We're almost done. 435-773-7473. 435-773-7473, and you will be drinking cleaner water, water that has energy that is conducive. Hey, just test it out on your plants. There you will see the difference. The plants, yes, it's the placebo effect. Wow, they're growing twice as fast as they did before. How did they know?
Does the placebo effect work on plants? I don't know about that.
Yeah, incredible, incredible. Listen, I don't know. Was I too intense today, Super Dom? I'm worried about my listening audience.
What?
Can they handle this?
No. Yeah, you hit it pretty hard today, but it was, you know, passionate issues.
Yeah.
You know, issues that you feel very strongly on, and, you know, we can feel it, we can hear it, and sometimes we need to do that.
Yeah, well, listen, if you need to take it in phases and stages, just tell your friends, download it at their own pace through iTunes or through Natural News Radio. Again, shout out to all of our friends at UK. Oh, by the way, we heard from Fausti, from Fausti's blog, great libertarian
Fausti's
blogger.
Blog, yes.
Yeah, right, great libertarian blogger in the UK. He said that the Jedi religion thing was a protest, by and large, a protest because the government's intrusion of asking on their census, what religion are you?
Right.
And I think, well, either way, it's a cool thing.
I still like it. I still want to join it.
We weren't dissing them. We thought it was kind of humorous. So, no. You Brits that are Jedi Knights, we love to hear from you as well. And yeah. UK Health Radio replays us four times
a day.
You know
what? Here, I'll bet you. Here's the thing. If you or you know somebody who is a member of the religion, give us a call. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, 866-939-BELL. Tomorrow, Healing Revolution, Dr. Frank King, and more. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Some quick questions. Do you know what is in the water you are drinking? Do you care? Have you considered the quality of water for your plants and animals? Do you believe water is important to your life? If your water could be changed into healthy water inexpensively, would you consider changing? If so, log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Once again, StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. Learn, investigate, and act. Watch the informational short videos on the website. Water is most important. Structured water is beneficial. And learn how structured water can benefit you. Log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Scott Bell Show.